day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Oklahoma Farm Report. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. We've got a complete rundown on those coming up with Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin right after this.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org. The key to a resilient farm and ranch is soil health. Learn to apply soil health principles to enhance grazing and crop production in your operation at a free workshop in Enid, Thursday, July 6th, presented by No-Till on the Plains. Learn from producers experienced in continuous no-till and industry experts on the science beneath the soil. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Sponsored by Oklahoma State University and Green Cover Seed, visit notill.org for details and registration.
Cattle futures were mixed today, 60 to 97 higher on the feeder cattle. Live cattle were in the red, down 20 to 85, with the front end June leading the way to the downside. We have seen an extreme sell-off on the live cattle, not only in the futures, but also the cash. This morning we had some 123 cash trade, which was down from the 139 not that long ago. So $15 to $20 cheaper here on the live cattle cash trade has really put the brakes on that. Box beef was down $2.47 yesterday at $246.99. So the cash live cattle, the cash box beef are all weighing on it. And we've heard a lot about this so-called wall of cattle that are going to hit the market. It looks like that's what's happening here with the live cattle sell-off. Now, tomorrow we've got a cold storage report. That'll be tomorrow, and then Friday we'll have the on-feed report. Early estimates for the on-feed are 102% of the previous year on-feed. That's just over 11 million head. Placements are 110% or 2.08 million head. And then marketed are expected to be 109% or 1.95 million head. There was one extra slaughter day going into this report.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Corn futures finished 1 to 1.5 lower. Soybeans were the weakest contract, down 9 to 11. That put November beans at 9.27¾, and then wheats were 5 to 7 lower, with the July Kansas City down 6.5 cents at 4.67¾. There are some ideas that Tropical Storm Cindy will provide rainfall not only throughout the South but parts of the Midwest that need it the most. And any hint of rainfall or cooler temperatures, of course, it looks like these hedge funds are gonna add on to that short position. Hedge funds are already short an estimated 39,000 corn contracts, 69,000 wheats, and 87,000 contracts of beans. So any hint of negative pressure is going to impact this market here. Cotton futures were down as well today. December cotton ended up 78 lower at 68.19. So that cotton futures continue to make new contract lows here. They were about 73 cents just 7 or 8 trading days ago. So that's a nickel coming off the cotton market. If you go back and look, the last time they were this low, it was in 2016, back in November of 2016. So kind of depressing there as this cotton crop goes in the ground. It looks like we're going the so-called fence row to fence row with cotton acres. And in oil and gas markets, crude oil is down $1 and natural gas down a penny.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.